It is important to be able to have some sort of liaison between them, and so everyone knows the roles that the civilians play versus the military plays.
That quote is from the informational video produced by River Risco. Founded last year by ROTC cadets in Delaware, the nonprofit group's motto is Cadets for Vets. River Risco president Micah Peterson explains their focus.
River Risco, that's a Greek word which means to be reborn. And our main mission is to educate civilians on their role in helping bring rebirth to the civilian-military relationship. You know, it's often mentioned the 1% in America, the rich 1%, but the other 1% that a lot of people don't talk about is our veterans. And there's a reason that 22 of them commit suicide a day, and there's a reason that they don't feel part of their community. They don't feel as though they're treated more as a burden on society than a benefit society.
Bridging the gap between the public and veterans, as well as active duty military personnel, is accomplished through extensive relay runs and educational events at high schools. Micah Peterson notes that the River Risco motto, Cadets for Vets, applies to all who have worn the uniform.
Since the Revolution and the Civil War, we've always had different races and different ethnicities in our armed forces, and they're all paying the same price, ultimately. You know, they're all willing to write that check up to and including the price of their life, and understand that they come back with the same tolls on their life and the same tolls physically and mentally that need to be cared for.
Peterson adds that whether you're running across the country or packing bags at a supermarket, every veteran is valuable to our society and should be welcomed and appreciated by the public. Last year, the River Risco group ran from Delaware to Texas. River Risco member Alex Chiodo says the goal for the seven cadets on this year's Sturgis to Los Angeles run is 105 miles per day, 15 miles per runner. They plan to complete their journey to Los Angeles on August 23rd.
So what happens is one runner will run 5 miles. We do 5 mile leg. Our RV slash bus will be at the 5 mile point waiting for them. Once he gets there, he'll get some water, and we'll switch runners, and then the bus will drive ahead another 5 miles.
And so on, across the northern plains, through the west, and into California, empowering those along the way to understand their role in helping provide financial, spiritual, and moral support for all veterans. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.